big money on the Bart Winkler Show.
You know why, mister? Because you drove a Hyundai to get here tonight. I drove an $80,000 BMW.
The cards are on the table. Bring in the high rollers.
Hide the money, y'all. There's poor people around.
It's time to put up or shut up with Cole or Fold.
Like I'm sitting here playing cards with my brother's kids or something.
Here's Big Bucks Bart Winkler and Cold Cash Carlos Ortiz.
Tell them to bring me my money.
Yeah! Call or Fold every Tuesday for now until September. So you got the summer to enjoy this usual spot. Here on the Bart Winkler Show and Infinity Sports Network, wherever you're hearing us, that's the place to be, whether it's on Sirius XM Channel 375, your local affiliates, or the free Odyssey app where you can search the Bart Winkler Show. And I have done all the work for you to make it easy. You literally just search Bart Winkler Show, boom, podcast shows up. That easy, including this segment. Call or Fold is essentially buy or sell, but much more casino-themed and jazzier. Bart, we will start with the Panthers. They are once again your Stanley Cup champions. Now, I'm going to spare you the agony of breaking down the series, but you opened the show with the NBA rankings and why it shouldn't matter, so I wanted to dig into that with hockey a little bit. I bring this kind of call or fold up a little bit because I think in my friend group, I am the only one that watches hockey. And I'm more of a Rangers fan than I am a hockey fan, but I am getting into hockey to sport more in general. So I ask you, as also someone who is just a fan of sports in general, not so much a hockey nut, call or fold, this NHL playoffs did a good job attracting casual fans.
I'll call that.
Call.
I mean, it was a good Stanley Cup playoff, right? We had some good series. Are you asking me for my favorite series off the top of my head?
No, just the postseason in general. Like, do you have a favorite series? I'd be impressed.
Oh, I mean, who can forget the Jets and the Blues in round one?
It's funny because
game classic.
I was thinking about the Jets and the Stars, so it's funny we both went to the West.
I just looked wherever my eyes would take me on this bracket I'm looking at. I do think one issue is I can't have this take. I cannot have this take because of everything I've said about the NBA. So I can't have it. But if I were to have it, I would say I don't think people like getting into the Florida teams, man. Or like any of the Southern hockey teams. Does that make sense? It's like Florida. The last six Stanley Cups have been played in Florida?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Wild.
Yeah. Canada hasn't won since 93. We need a Canadian team to win. We need all of Canada to be behind it. I know that might be tough with the rivalries. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, this was a rematch of a seven-game series. It's got stars in it. I think a big issue, and I think a real bigger issue, is these games are on cable. And I think TNT did a really good job, but it's still cable. It's still cable. These games need to be on broadcast television. The ratings get cut in half in America when they're not.
Yeah.
There's just a lot more people that have those networks in their house. And that the key to that is they might only have like five channels or... There's some digital channels, you know, you have 15, but you're looking around, it's either Andy Griffith, Rawhide, or, oh, Stanley Cup, I'll watch this, I can get into this. If you've got cable, you're probably watching the news, I mean, or some rerun or some movie, like, it's the cable part. Sports needs to be on broadcast.
Yeah, I'm
at least the championship games.
For sure, because I agree with you, what you're talking about, like sports has just become a one giant paywall. So the reason why newspaper outlets are pretty much dead, I click on an article for the Times. Oh, subscribe here. I just want to know about congestion pricing. I don't want to fork over $4
I don't know. I don't know what papers were supposed to do. That because they they could have started giving it to you for free, but then you would have never paid. But the news, you just go to the stuff that's for free. And what's for free? Social media. Did you know? I got another fun stat for you. 22% of Americans get their news, their main news, from social media. 48% of people. No. Oh, my Lord. 54% of people get their social media news. News podcasts are 15%. Radio's 13%. Yikes. Print news is 14%. 7% of people say the main place they get their news is AI.
What?
Like they type in Siri or Google or Grok or ChatGPT for a news story. Oh, no.
That's awful.
Anyway, call.
Fine. Sure. Let's go to a very physical game in the Indiana Fever versus the Connecticut Sun. Caitlin Clark at 20 points, 6 assists, 4 three-pointers. Fever beat the Sun 88-71, but this was marred with a bunch of technical fouls and a bunch of ejections. In the third quarter, J.C. Sheldon, she poked Clark in the eye, and then Marina Mabry came and, like, shoved Caitlin Clark to the floor, like, right after that. It was a very odd sequence where it just seems like no matter what where Clark is on the court, she's going to get beamed by somebody. It was very weird to watch. There has not been a player to come into the WNBA as anticipated by fans and polarized by players as much as Caitlin Clark. So call or fold, Caitlin Clark is getting worse treatment than Michael Jordan and the Jordan rules.
Wow. She's getting worse treatment?
Yeah, all right. So those who you're not familiar, the Jordan rules were basically this kind of unofficial. Well,
Jordan got the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, but Jordan was getting slammed any time that he was driving in. You saw dudes close tackling him, like clotheslining him, or back shoulder drops. Like, Jordan was getting beat up. I think Clark is getting it worse, but I ask you, who's getting the worst treatment?
I'm going to call because I still feel like, and I apologize, you can't have a WNBA take unless you watch every game and go to at least 10 in a season. But there still seems to this outsider that there's players in the league that wish she wasn't in the league. And so they're gonna treat her a certain way. The league's better off with her in it. And it's better when there's these rivalries that emerge. There's a little scuffle tonight in this game. That's going to be shown. You're going to see that. The Chicago Sky and Indiana Fever, that's much must-watch TV, regardless of WNBA or not. Ratings were down 22% when she was hurt for 2 weeks. I mean, what are you going to do? So, what do I like to say? I just said it last segment. High tide lifts all boats. So, yeah, call.
Side note to this one, I don't know how true this is, but I did see it across my timeline. Angel Reese had trademarked the term me bounds.
Well, people were making fun of her for
rightfully
always.
So.
So then she beat the trolls by trademarking the term me bounds.
It's genius, by the way. I do applaud
her. Yeah. Good on her.
Yeah, you turn the hate into some extra money. Now, I will say this, though, to kind of, just move on seamlessly here. There is no Angel Reese-Caitlin Clark rivalry. Angel Reese is not near the stratosphere of Caitlin Clark right now. All right, let's go to Olympic 100-meter champion Noah Lyles. He canceled the much-anticipated showdown, I guess, with Miami Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill due to, quote, personal reasons. Now, Tyreek had challenged Lyles last year after Lyles had won 100 meters,
at the Paris Games to a 50-yard race. Now, Lyle said that the plans were to hold a race against Tyreek Hill this weekend in New York in Times Square, which is the most cliche place to do anything. It's a tourist trap, people. If you're coming to New York, don't do it. Times Square, there's nothing there but bumped and trash. But supposedly, even though it's not happening this weekend, it's going to happen at some point. Caller fold. This race is the equivalent of Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul, and nobody should care. Logan Paul. I went over to Paul's, where the hell it was.
I can call that, but I also will fold. I don't think it does happen. I think he's ducking. Now, I don't know. I don't want to say that, and then it's something really bad.
Yeah,
but there's got to be
personal reasons, quote. That's the thing that bothers me.
Well, Lyle said, unfortunately, there were some things, complications, personal reasons that it didn't come to pass, but we were full on, big event. It was going to be a lot of fun. I'd like a quick reschedule. It just seemed like this was a thing that, you know, I'm going to beat you up at the playground. No, I'm going to beat you up. No, 315 bike racks, and then neither of you show. That's what it felt like was going down. I'm sure they don't mind in Dolphins camp that Tyreek's not doing this either.
For sure.
Probably. But I don't think it ever happens.
Can you imagine a meeting with Tyreek and Mike McDaniel? Mike McDaniel trying to be the voice of reason? That'd be funny. Let's go to Rafael Devers. Obviously, he's been the story because this is probably one of the more stunning trades in baseball. I'd say in the last 5 years or so. I can't think of a trade that really like made me scratch my head. Essentially, it's a pure salary dump by Boston. Devers was unhappy with the lack of communication or poor communication from Boston in the team's pursuit of getting Alex Bregman to play third base, which is Devers' natural position. Team asked Devers to be their designated hitter. And then when injuries occurred to Tristan Cass, I can't remember his last name, but they wanted him to play first base. And Devers was just like, come on, bro, what are we doing? Now that Devers is going to be a San Francisco Giant, he is amenable to all positions, saying, hey, I'll play wherever you want me, coach. Just put me in the game. Which is a complete 180 of what Boston was asking for, and he was reluctant to do so. So call or fold. The Giants and the Red Sox will play each other this weekend. Call or fold, Rafael Devers should get a fastball to the ass.
I don't know. How sensitive is the audience?
Well, not sensitive enough that I just said it.
Well, no, I think, like, if I say call, which I'm going to call.
Call.
Yeah, I give him a little friendly fire there. There's at least somebody who's listening that's going to be very, how dare you take that out of the game? You're wanting somebody to get hurt. So how about I said call, you go on with your life, I'll go on with mine, and we just call it a day, okay? Let's not do a thing about this.
Yeah, I said hit him in the backside. I didn't say aim at his right orbital socket underneath his eye. Like,
yeah.
What are we doing here? Nobody.
Just a
nobody,
fun little what if. Nobody wants to get
right
hurt.
Right in the back of the numbers. Pong! Just hit him. That would give you a lot of juice, because otherwise, nationally, why the hell is anybody watching Giants versus Red Sox? The last one here. Guess who's back in competitive eating for the hot dog eating contest on July 4th? It's everybody's favorite jerk, Joey Chestnut. Last year, he was banned. To be honest, I don't remember, and I don't care.
He had a sponsor with a vegan.
Yes, Impossible Foods was the sponsor.
Yeah, and so Nathan's was mad that he was publicly eating other hot dogs.
First of all, it's a spectacle. It's a bunch of men eating glizzies on July 4th, and they're dunking it in water. Like, what are we doing? But I've heard a lot of horror stories about Joey Chestnut, including this very airwaves. So, call or fold. Joey Chestnut is the biggest jerk in sports.
Jeez, I mean, what are any of these stories?
I'll give you one quick example.
The biggest jerk in sports?
Yeah, I've heard that this guy is an absolute diva. I've met him once. He did not seem friendly whatsoever. But what happened with this particular story is they wanted Joey Chestnut to try out, like, these three hot dogs. And they were like, you know, one was like an Oreo hot dog. Another, they were kind of like weird concoctions. And Joey Chestnut was just like, no, I'm not doing that. And the people
wow,
were like,
how shameful.
Well, the people were like, well, we're not hearing to ask about your views on the Lithuanian basketball team. You know, we want you to eat some hot dogs. It's not that he declined it. It's in the manner of which he declined it, where he very much was diva and then walked out. So, and it's not, I have reliable sources that I've heard from multiple people that Joey Chestnut is not an actual treasure. And this, all this guy does is eat. I don't know the big deal. I've never had the appeal about this hot dog contest or any competitive eating whatsoever, but I didn't know how to spin otherwise Joey Chestnut story in here. So call it fold. Is he a jerk or not? You tell me.
Not the biggest. That would go to Doug Gottlieb.
Fold. Oh, what a spin by you.
And that is call or fold.
Time to cash out.
He beat me straight up. Pay him. Pay that man his money.